It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
For our regular segment with Green Party co-leader James Shaw, I talked to James about the country's favourite topic at the moment, rising fuel prices, as well as legalising drug testing at festivals. We discussed whether rising fuel prices are a sign for New Zealand to move away from fossil fuels altogether, and whether legal drug testing at festivals before the summer season is the right move for New Zealand. I began by asking James why he thinks fuel prices are so high at the moment.
Well, there's a whole combination of factors. The two most significant factors are, in fact, the exchange rate, the New Zealand exchange rate, and also international oil prices, which are very, very high at the moment. And so those two things have driven the price up. And you know, fuel tax is obviously a portion of the price, but it's a static component, whereas the other fluctuations are due to those international aspects.
Do you think fuel prices have the potential to continue to rise? If so, what should New Zealand be doing to combat this issue?
It's possible that fuel prices will rise in the short term. I mean, it's largely driven by production factors in the United States and Middle East, and the extent to which oil-producing countries feel like basically putting the squeeze on, because it increases their returns. So that is a real possibility. My view is that ultimately it's yet another argument for moving away from fossil fuels and towards electrification. But of course, that option doesn't exist in the short term for a lot of people.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced that a bill needs to be introduced to give greater transparency to fuel markets. What do you think of this?
Yeah, look, this is an amendment to how the Commerce Commission operates, to enable it to undertake investigations into particular industries. It's not actually directed specifically at the oil industry itself, but she did say, you know, if we pass this bill quickly, it means that we can then direct the Commerce Commission to move on fuel prices as a high priority. This is actually a proposal that was floating around under the last national government, but they didn't get around to implementing it, which is basically that our Commerce Commission doesn't have the teeth to be able to conduct these sort of, particular investigations into particular sectors when we think that there may be the possibility that consumers are being unfairly priced.
Do you think that some people might say that a government bill that has got some way looking into fuel markets potentially encourages the use of fossil fuels rather than a move away from it?
Yeah, I think ultimately, we're moving down the path of trying to reduce the upfront cost of electric vehicles. We know actually anecdotally from dealerships that interest in EVs has spiked in the last few weeks. That's both because, electric cars themselves have had a bit of publicity, and also because people are feeling the pinch at the pump. And so the combination of those things is causing people to look at alternatives. I think that's a good thing. But, like I said, at the moment, the upfront cost of an EV, unless you buy, a second-hand Nissan Leaf or something like that, is still prohibitive for most families. And so there is a longer-term piece of work that we in the government are working on to try and, make them more accessible to kind of regular Kiwis. But in the short term, we've got to deal with the fact that, people's disposable income is getting eaten away by high fuel prices.
I just want to talk a little bit more about your fuel prices. I suppose that just like a continuing to focus on fuel prices does potentially encourage more people to think about fuel as something that's going to continue to be there in the future.
Yes.
But it's not, and we really need to sort of, I think about the fact that it's not going to be there forever.
No, look, you're absolutely right. We do that. That's, I guess, what I meant about the kind of the longer term piece of work that we're doing. So, if we can crack the nut of making EVs available, in terms of that upfront cost, to a much, much broader range of people than currently, you know, then, so that it's about sequencing, right? Which is basically you want people to have those alternatives, and then you want people to move into those alternatives. It's a bit tough for someone to get kind of the price signal early, but not be able to respond to it. And that's the sort of situation that a lot of low-income families are in.
So let's just move on to legalising drug testing. The Green Party has announced that it wants drug testing to be legalised before the summer music festival season. Why is this?
Well, basically, our whole approach towards drugs is that they should be treated as a health issue rather than as a criminal justice issue. That we want to take a sort of a rational policy approach that reduces harm. Basically what we're saying is that we want kind of common sense legalization of festival drug testing before this summer festival season begins. We think that it has the potential to save lives and reduce harm. And it has been tried overseas and apparently with some success.
Does drug testing at festivals exist at the moment in New Zealand, and how does it actually work? What is the process?
No, my understanding is that it doesn't currently exist because, you know, we've got a pretty hard line approach towards drugs in New Zealand, recreational drugs in New Zealand. So the idea of saying, well, you know, like if you were to test them under the kind of existing regime, then basically what you're doing is exposing yourself to sort of exposing yourself to the law in that sense. So what we're saying is, look, people, you know, go to music festivals, they do take recreational drugs, whether they're legal or not, and some people get harmed as a result of that drug use. What we would like to do is to have a sort of a safe place where people can, you know, if they're going to break the law and take drugs, then at least they should be able to test those out to make sure that they're not going to get harmed by those drugs.
So it's sort of the principle that has it sort of happened overseas, that there's like, I don't know, a booth or like a stall or something, yes, where like there are official people that will check what
that's
you're
right.
taking and check
yeah,
that they're okay.
That's right, without the risk that you'll get pinged and go to jail as a result of going in there.
Don't you think that people think that testing drugs at festival and then letting people take them legally is almost a contradiction? Say if ecstasy or MDMA is considered a Class B drug with a possession penalty of 3 months imprisonment and or a $500 fine normally, but then if you take it at a festival, it's okay? Isn't that kind of, in a way, contradictory?
Well, I know that people can draw that conclusion, right? But what we're saying is that people are taking these drugs anyway. Doesn't matter that they're illegal and that they're Class B restricted drugs, right? They're taking them and they're being harmed by the use of those drugs when they get mixed with things or they get sold something that isn't what it says on the tin. And so, you know, what we're saying is we want to reduce the harm that drugs are causing to young people. And this is a pretty pragmatic way of going about it. So, yeah, you can say that might be sending mixed signals. But my point is that these people are actually going to be consuming these drugs anyway. We just want to save lives and reduce harm. This is a pretty straightforward way of going about that.
Is this move something that the government is keen to do, is looking to change the law as quickly as the summer?
Well, we're considering it. And with any luck, there'll be an announcement before the summer, but we'll see how we go.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.